This is Liam with Atlas Seed, proud sponsor of the Autoflower Review. For direct access to the best of the best of our genetic library, check out our breeder selection marketplace at www.atlasseed.com. Now to the review.
Welcome to the Autoflower Review.
What's up, everybody? Here we are with the Autoflower Review. Sure hope everybody's having a good week this week. Just wanted to do a quick episode today about just a general setup. We try to do one of these every now and then because, you know, technology and prices and all that change so much. And, you know, new people follow us and didn't catch the last one, so we just like to put together kind of a budget grow situation. If you're just a first-time grower and you're just like, hey, I just need to grow for myself or, you know, my household or whatever like that, you know, we want to help you put together an effective system for that. And we want to give you two options in this episode. You know, you got a very budget option, and the other option will be, you know, a one and done, like, you know, because with everything you get what you pay for. If you get a lot of it, you know, very, very inexpensive equipment, it will work, but you will, you know, be replacing a lot of it frequently. They, you know, like just like carbon filters and stuff like that, the cheap ones don't last any time as long as like the AC Infinity filters, you know, and just things like that. So we're going to flip through Amazon here, and I'm just going to throw out some numbers. To first, we'll kind of put together a fairly, you know, budget-minded tent. You know, say you just have, you know, $300 or $400 to work with to get you off the ground. We'll go with that first. If I can do the right thing here, okay. So let's just say, you know, you're just growing for yourself. You're just going to run two or three autos at a time. Maybe if you've been following the show for a while, you know the term kind of like a staggered grow, where like autoflowers usually run 70 to 80 days most of the time. So, you know, like if you started a new one every 40 days or so, so you just kind of, you have a perpetual grow going. So let's say you want to run two or three, so, you know, like a 2x4 tent would be all you would need on that. Let's see. We're going to just go through Amazon as if we're just browsing. All right. So a 2x4 grow tent. Wow. Actually, a lot of these prices have went up a good bit since last time I looked at them. But anyway, so just again, just a budget tent. Here's an iPower. That's usually the more budget-minded brand. And I will say I have one of these, you know, it's perfectly fine tent. It does have a few little light leaks, but very, very minute, it, you know, nothing to worry about. But, you know, it's, what, $77 with free shipping. So let's just call it $80. And, you know, and that'll, you know, it's perfectly fine tent for the money. It'll get you through. And again, this is something that more or less is just to get you off the ground, because what I've discovered in my own process here, because I started this exact same way. So, you know, as you go, you know, you can start replacing stuff, upgrading stuff, you know, just as you have the money to do it. But at the very, you know, least, you're up and going, you know, and that's what's important. A lot of people, that's the biggest thing, is just to get up and going. So once you get rolling, you know, you're good, and then you can kind of address things as, you know, you go down the road. So anyway, let's take a look. So we got our tent, a 2x4 tent. That's $80. You'll need a carbon filtration system, unless you're somewhere where the smell will not be a problem, then that won't matter. But you still do need a fan, you know, ventilation to pull air through the tent. And if, you know, again, that budget-minded option, iPower also has a 4-inch carbon filter system, with a fan and ductwork and everything, $60. So that handles several things. There, your carbon filter, your air ventilation through the tent. $60, so we're at what, $140 now? And next thing you'll need is a light. And I get a lot of questions about the light aspect all the time. So that's something I want to kind of address here. You know, you can spend $40 on a light. You can spend probably a couple of grand, $3,000 on a light. And I want to be very transparent in saying that, you know, you do not have to spend a lot of money on a light. What I do usually tell people is I look at the reviews and, you know, I try to just kind of see how hot the light gets, because some of these cheaper lights get really, really hot. And I don't like the idea of a lot of heat. So I do look at that. But aside from that, you know, any of these LED lights, like the one I'm looking at here is a Viper Spec. Let's see, what's that? Viper Spectra 2024. It's a V1000, which is probably a 100-watt light. Let's see. Looking through the information here. Does have Samsung LEDs. That's good. Okay, there it is. Yeah, 100 watts. So, in your 2x4 tent, you ideally would want two of these because the tent's a rectangular shape. So, these are, well, they're $70, but they have a 20% off coupon right now. So, they're probably normally like 50 or 60 bucks. So, let's just say another, you know, 120 and two lights there. And there's some cheaper options. I'm just kind of quickly putting something together here that, you know, is acceptable quality and all that. So we were at 140, and that's what I say. So we'll say another 120 for your lights. So you're at, what, 360 now? And that's most of everything right there. Your lights, your carbon filter system, your fans, your tent. Of course, depending on how you're growing, if you're growing in soil or DWC or, you know, hydroponic, that's a whole nother thing. But if you're growing in soil, you know, while you're on here ordering this kind of stuff, you can just go ahead and grab you some grow bags. They're fairly inexpensive. I recommend the AC Infinity ones. I think, let's see, hold on. Let me actually pull them up and I'll tell you how much they cost. Grow bags. Here we go. Let me find the AC Infinity ones. I mean, there's lots of options, and pretty much any of these will be perfectly fine. But most time, let's just a 20 pack of 5 gallon ones, $25. And you don't even need that many if you're doing the 2x4. So, let me find the main ones I like are the AC Infinity ones, because they're just really sturdy. I mean, you can tell they'll last a very long time. Here we go. These are, oh, damn, these are 25-gallon. Let me go to, let's just say 5 gallons. You know, that'd be good. You know, especially either way, running autos or photos, 5-gallon bags will be perfectly good. And this is a 5-pack of them for $22. So let's just say you're about $380 there. And these already have the training where you can tie wires around the top of them. What's it, the grommets, I think they're called. So those are built into the bag. That's really cool. And then you just, you know, get your soil. You can go with a living soil, or which is, you know, a little bit expensive, but it's worth it. Nature's Living Soil has a really good auto flower concentrate that you you mix up in there, and it's just water only. And Grow Dots is another option. It's similar in the sense that you just mix it up with the soil or cocoa that you're using, and you just feed it water. So there's a few options there, but yeah, the $380 gets you everything, including the pots you need, and that's about it. Just go get you some soil or cocoa. I mean, if you haven't been following along, I think it was last year we ran a couple in Miracle-Gro organic soil. It's not very expensive. It'd probably be about $15 or $20 to get you what you need for your first round there. And that one, we treated it like living soil. You know, we literally gave it nothing but water. And I think that was, what was that? I'm blanking on what we ran in that. I think it was Northern Lights, I'm pretty sure. Yeah. We did two. It was a Northern Lights from Royal Queen and a Northern Lights from Seedsman. And we ran those in the Miracle-Gro Organics, just water only, and did great. So I recommend going that route because, I mean, I didn't have to do anything. Literally just watered it as needed. Just be careful when you're watering. I want to just touch on that. With soil or cocoa, you know, when you're watering, you just want to make sure to never overwater. What I usually do is wait till I think it needs water, and you can kind of lift the pot up and tell when it has hardly any water left in it. It's real light, you know, and then so if it's heavy at all, you know, don't give it any more water. And I'll tell you something you can upgrade to from here is a like an autopod system. You could get just a two or three site system. It's got a little reservoir you keep full with your water, and it waters it for you from the bottom. So that's a really, really cool system, but that's probably something you might want to look at later. Okay, so that kind of wraps up that as far as your budget option there. Like I say, that gives you everything you need. I don't really foresee, I mean, and again, everything there will probably last you a little while. When I say that this stuff sometimes, yeah, you have to replace it a lot sooner, you do, but I don't mean that it'll last you 2 or 3 months and you'll have to be buying another light and stuff like that. It should last you a little while, but this next option that we're going to talk about, which is your, I call it your one and done option, just meaning, you know, spend some more money and it comes with everything you need, very, very high quality version of it all, which is the AC Infinity Grow Systems. If you've been following for a while, you'll see at HQ, you know, we've been running a 4x4 grow system for a while now, and it's been great. It comes with your clip fans, super nice 6-inch automated carbon filter system, has a controller you connect to the app so you can monitor it anytime or in just settings. It's just unbelievable. So let's just say in that same situation, what do we come out about? We'll say with the pot's about $400 for the budget setup. And for the AC Infinity 2x4 grow system, same size that we were talking about with the budget setup, it is $649. So it's $250 more than going the cheap route with everything. And you have everything you need ready to roll. The only thing you'll have to swap out from time to time is the carbon filter, which they all, you know, have, you know, most all of them last about a year or so. But yeah, that's about it. Everything else in the system is just really, really, really high quality. It has, you know, of course, a really, really nice light that is controlled by that controller. And let me tell you, it's really easy to set the system up too. The way they box it and everything, it's literally like open box A, put A with B, and you know, it's real, real simple to set up. Gives you plenty of instructions and room inside the tent to work. So I highly recommend going this way if you can afford to spend the extra couple, I guess $250, because like I say, it's a one box solution. You have everything in here except for kind of like before your pots. Well, I'm sorry I say that, but this system comes with, I think it's a 5-pack of those same, grow bags we just looked up. If I can find the description here. Yeah, fabric pots. So this comes with that. So you literally, the only thing this doesn't come with is your soil and your nutrients and your genetics. You know, everything else is there. So, and that's pretty much it. You know, I mean, I don't know what else to say about their grow systems. I mean, just they're meticulous in detail. Like, they come with everything, a trellis and everything, even at pruning snips. You know, like, pretty much everything you will need. And, like I say, when you download that app, it's really a really cool app. It, real simple to use. and you can view your temperatures and your humidity and stuff like that, or turn it on and off, turn the light up, whatever. You know, you set it on schedules through that app. It's really, really handy. So it gives you a lot of capability there while buying quality stuff to begin with. And as we saw by comparison, you know, it's about $400 for the cheap route, $650 for the premium route, as I'd call it. So, and as always, if you guys have any questions about any of this or just want some more information or anything at all, you know, as always, feel free to DM us on Instagram or email us at theautoflowerreview@gmail.com. We're always here to try to help you in any way we can. And I use the 2x4 on both of these examples just, you know, because that's kind of a standard size for just someone growing for themselves, just for the hell of it kind of thing or whatever. So, but you know, these grow systems, they have several sizes actually. In fact, yeah, they've got a, let's see, that's the 4. Yeah, the 4x4. Yeah, that's the 4x4. And they have a 5x5 too. So, yeah, that one's $1,400, but that's a 5x5 is huge. So you could do a lot in that. So anyway, long story short, you know, you can see that there's not really a giant difference between going a budget way and going a higher quality, a lot more capability way. So, you know, either way, you will, you know, be able to do what you need to do. Like I say, you can use the cheap option, the lesser expensive option, the whole time and all your whole growing career. It won't matter. I mean, it'll work. You know, it's just, I guarantee you several years down the road, you know, that's where you'll see like, oh, you know what? I replaced this and this and this on the budget side of things, and I actually spent a total of $800 over that time when I could have just spent the $650 and had high quality automation and all that. And probably hadn't replaced anything yet. I mean, you know, everything's going to fail, of course, but, you know, it's just a matter of, you know, things lasting a lot longer and just holding up. So anyway, but, I think that's about all I wanted to address on this episode, just to kind of give y'all a side by side. And, you know, again, we'll be glad to help you any way we can with all this. If you do decide to go the AC Infinity route, make sure to use our code, because that's another thing. I didn't even consider the discount code. TAFR420 gets you, I think it's 10% off. So in the case of that, that's what, $65. So really, that would be in the $500 range, or $580, $590, using the code. So make sure to use that code and save you some more money, because that's actually only less like $190 difference now with the code. And, you know, they have lots of awesome equipment. I mean, everything from self-watering bases to AC Infinity is an awesome company. They've been really good to us, and I don't say that because they sent us some gear to use. I mean, they bend over backwards. You know, we've had lots of listeners that have a question about a product, and we, you know, I forward it over to them, and they're right there on top of it. So really, really great company, and really great equipment. So we sure appreciate, AC Infinity, both for what they do and who they are. We appreciate you guys for listening, and we'll have another episode coming soon. Until then, continue having a great week, and you know what to do. Grow in peace.